Hi, I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
Hey guys, have you seen Spaceman?
No. What the hell? Breaking rules all the time. Not only...
I'm the rule breaker.
Is this the second Sandler movie you've broken a rule for, and you haven't watched it first?
Yeah.
But this breaks our other rule...
Of Netflix.
Of no Netflix Sandlers.
Uh-huh.
This is a secret slip-in long summer Sandler. We got a stowaway here.
I did get permission.
Yes, yes.
We all want to see this one.
Yeah, which is why we gave it a pass. It's a Netflix movie. We need to watch it. It's, from what we hear, the first Sandler horror movie.
It's a serious Sandler.
Maybe.
He's not serious Sandler. We just watched Uncut Gems.
Right, but those are the good ones.
And Punch Drunk, which wasn't very good.
Yeah,
better
I don't
ones.
Like Punch Drunk that much.
On average, better.
So we're going to go around. Josh, you probably know the least about this.
That is probably
so,
correct.
What do you think Spaceman 2024? 2023 or 4? It's quite recent.
Yeah.
What do you think it's about, knowing that Sandler is John Spaceman?
Is it one word or two?
One word, I believe.
So he's not a superhero. He's not
Spaceman.
Spaceman.
It's like I love you, man.
Maybe
that's all one word, too.
Maybe his last name is Spaceman?
Yeah, he just works at an office.
Yeah.
He's a clerk at NASA. He wants to go to space.
I'm John Spaceman.
It's what, 2024.
What I'm not... That doesn't change the equation much. Sandler's still a dad. We're past his dad era.
Mm-hmm.
We're into
mm-hmm.
reboot era. The thing I don't... Is if he's this... If this is a horror... Right? Is he the horror or not?
Oh.
Is he the survivor? Right? It's like trying to get away from horror in space, or is he the scary one?
They went into space and they encountered a Sandler.
We found more Maybe. Of them. Maybe this is the Polar Express I've been waiting for.
Ooh.
Where Sandler is both roles. This is like Alien.
Okay.
But
so
both
wait,
characters
wait,
are Sandler.
Finish.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much to it, right? Sam going to space, and he's going to get stuck on like a space station or a moon base or something, and there's going to be thing-esque, scary monster there.
Yeah.
That may or may not also be Sandler.
What if everyone on the crew slowly turns into Sandler?
I hope there's no crew. I hope the crew gets killed off very quick, so it's just Sandler.
Yeah.
I want a solo Sandler. If we're not getting Polar Express,
yeah.
I want Sandler to be the only character in the movie. Does
Have
him
we done a closed room Sandler?
Closed room, probably.
Closed room
Sandler. I don't
Sandler.
Think so.
No.
No, he's too big for that.
Yeah.
He's too wide open.
I want a closed room Sandler.
Too manic.
Maybe we get it this time.
Maybe.
That's my guess is he...
It does say Spaceman.
He's kind of alone.
Singular man. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's my guess. I was talking to Josh before we started recording about the infamous script for Ernest Goes to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And how when he died, it was given to someone else. And it was just a baffling movie then. And how important the Ernest was for a movie. I'm interested to see how important the Sandler is... for a serious horror movie like this. Because to be honest, I wasn't a huge fan of Punch Drunk Love.
Sure.
I liked Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems was pretty good.
I truly think he brought something to the role. And that's what I want to see in this. Is like...
Did he not... Is this not Happy Gilmore? Happy Madison?
No. This is Netflix.
So someone else... Did
they
he
work
the
in
script?
Tandem, though.
Did he write the script, though?
I don't.
We'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait. Yeah, we'll check.
I feel like this
maybe there's no monster. Maybe it's just like the horrors of space.
Existential dread.
Yeah, he's just stuck like on a moon base or whatever, and the oxygen is running out, and he, like, knows he's gonna die.
Gravity. Gravity.
High likelihood.
Wasn't there a space movie like that? Like,
The Martian was kind of like that?
No, it was fairly recent, like, last 15 years. Like, I remember the trailer.
Last 15 years?
I remember the trailer being just, like, they're trying to fix something in the space, and one of them just, like, gets
gravity?
Shot off.
Gravity.
Space. Gravity.
Okay.
That's it.
Not and, like, all these things were also in The Martian, to be fair.
Okay. I've not seen either, but...
Maybe it's gravity. Yeah.
There's two both of them.
I heard Gravity wasn't very good.
I can't imagine about, like, two people dealing with existential dread for 2 hours could be very good.
Oh, do we have some French movies to show you? Okay. My goodness, you will change your tune very quick.
All right.
That's a genre unto itself.
French space movies?
No, French two people dread movies.
Okay.
Like, there's a name for it in French.
Oh, huh. All right. What do you think it is, Austin?
Well, I said I think it is. I think it's a closed room rocket movie where he's either going somewhere or trying to get home.
Mm-hmm.
Very much like the indie movie we just went to see the other night with Markiplier, Iron Lung.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you saw Iron Lung.
Yeah, I did.
How was it?
You gonna put it on the cast or not?
No.
No.
Okay.
Too many threads.
Sure.
Fun. It's a closed room movie, and Markiplier does great as an actor.
Okay.
But it's the
script.
It's not there enough. The script and the story, and I don't think there was enough from that game to make a movie out of. To be honest,
mm-hmm. I was.
It's a fun game. Yeah. Justin had never played the game.
Oh, it's like based on a video game?
I knew nothing about it going in.
That's very YouTuber. I didn't think it was based on a video game at all.
It's based off a video game that he played.
That's fucking weird.
And you really have to play the game to know what's going on in some of the movie.
I hope this doesn't
start also could
some
just
point.
Be because we missed the info dump at the beginning.
No, that a 20-second info dump does not rectify a movie of confusion.
Sure.
I hope it doesn't start some trend of, like, million-plus subscriber YouTubers attempting to break the box office again.
By playing games.
Yeah.
Mr. Beast in the Fortnite movie. Like, he would because he's, like, tippy-top billionaire.
I feel like
bullshit.
If Mr. Beast was going to do that, he would have done that already.
Yeah.
He kind of did.
He's
making his game shows.
Is he in Survivor?
He's going to be in Survivor 50.
With that creepy smile.
How much content is he going to have backloaded to be on Survivor?
Oh, he's like Prince.
No, he's not going to be on Survivor.
Oh, he's like a guest.
He's going to be like a guest host with Jeff Probst.
He's going to be poking him with a sharpened
stick. Not for like a... I think it's only going to be like one episode thing.
Oh, okay, sure.
That's going to be...
That makes sense.
Really, really bad.
Yeah,
and I want to watch that one.
It is going to be
because I don't watch Survivor, I know you do. But every time I walk into the room and you're watching it, I'm like, immediately, that's Survivor. I can just tell by the tone at which they're talking.
For sure.
And it's not just because they're surrounded by torches. It's because everyone talks in that, like, early 2000s reality show cadence. And
I mean, it's the reality show.
Right? Just here because when I'm in my normal life, I'm doing this, this, and this. But now that I'm here, I'm doing this, this, and this. And you're just like, you're on a reality show. Oh, it takes me back. It's so nostalgic.
It's like one of the first ones.
Yeah, it's on like season, what, 50?
50, yeah. Which means 50, we're like 70. Because that show came out when I was in high school.
Yeah, what are they doing, like 4 seasons? Well,
it's filmed,
I'm not 50.
It's filmed on a different planet that has a smaller rotation time than Earth.
Okay.
Survivor bought a planet, and it's only Survivor.
Yeah.
It's a lush
beach
world.
Yeah, when are we
going
to get Survivor the Moon? Right.
Everyone died. The end.
See, Survivor used to do that.
Send people to the moon?
Not to the moon, but go to different locations.
Oh, now did they not go to different locations?
They bought an island.
Oh, I guess that's kind of cool.
And they go to the same island.
Do all kinds of shit with it.
And way cheaper.
They're like, it's way cheaper and way easier to plan.
Right. Well, and Survivor must be getting so gamified. Oh, because like, I watched it pretty... Just lead through, like, the first 20, 30 seasons.
A lot of it's the same, to be honest.
Like, you hear of, like, new contestants coming on, being like, okay, I've watched the last 30 seasons,
yeah.
So I have a strategy that will work for this season for, like, finding
immunity.
Doesn't immunity.
Seem like they let those people on.
No.
It seems more like...
Maybe once in a while.
They're rubes, from what I saw. They have never seen a reality show in their life.
Survivor.
It's all people.
Not seen it by
it's
now?
All people who have both simultaneously not watched Survivor and watched all of Survivor.
It's kind of like a horror movie.
Yeah, it's one of those.
It's like a horror movie. How everyone in the horror movie knows the rules of the movie.
Yeah.
But horror movies don't exist in that universe.
Sure. Usually.
Survivor sounds like a horror movie title.
It probably is by now.
Probably.
To be fair. So, we're gonna try and survive. Another of
wait,
Justin's
Justin, what do you think's gonna happen?
Secret Sandler
oh,
list.
You haven't yeah. seen this either.
What do you think?
What do I think this is gonna be about?
I know one thing.
I think it's gonna start off. He's already in space. It's not
sure.
gonna be
sure.
Like,
why not?
We don't have time to fuddle around.
It's not gonna be like him going to space
or trying
he's
to get to space.
Or trying to get space. He's already in space. He's like on a space station or something.
Okay. What's the
I
crux?
I think it's like you said. He's secluded. Like. For some reason, he's, like, one of the only people there.
Maybe he's
like,
real smart or rich, and he's the only one that can fix the telescope, and everyone loves him. Is this going to be a bingo?
I don't think this is going to be a bingo. It's too weird.
Is it a period piece?
No.
What do you mean? It has to be a spaceman.
Who cares if it's a period piece?
It has
piece.
To be. It's in the future. That's
who cares
a period
if it's
piece, right?
Outdated sure. space technology. Or new space technology. Would that make a difference?
Where does it take place?
I think there will be a monster or
yeah.
an alien.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or something like
sure,
that.
Some
I don't think
monster.
It's just going to be him out in space and then, like, he's stuck.
Okay.
And
he's not that good at it. He can't hold a movie like that. Matt Damon could barely hold
I
a movie
think
like
he
that.
Did. You just have Sandler talking in his head the whole time?
What? Multiple Sandlers.
Like, what
him.
I wanted for Minecraft, right?
Yeah.
Just Sandler talking to himself, going crazy.
What's this
head.
Rated? That's a good question.
How long is this?
Okay, I'll answer both
is
questions.
Is this 90 or 3 hours? Like, it's your 3 hours.
90 hours. You're
I, don't know what, I don't know what Netflix movies
it's
clock
It's 1 hour 49
one
minutes.
Hour? Okay, okay.
okay.
Is I was going to guess about 2, so it's shorter
it's
than
about
I
two.
Thought.
You don't get a rating because it's a Netflix movie, so
yeah.
we'll have to wait to see how adult
it's got
to
be R.
You think?
If there's a monster,
when's
it's
the
R.
last rated R Sandler movie?
Uncut Gems.
Yeah, it yeah. was the last one we did.
Well,
I was like,
is,
before
yeah.
that, it was a pretty big gap. It was like
Bulletproof
or something.
Yeah.
yeah. So is he on a kick?
I don't know.
Did he push to make Happy Gilmore R? He's like, those kids are grown up now. They can handle seeing my balls.
Maybe that's why, yeah, he's doing Netflix so he can just do R-rated stuff now.
Yeah, because it doesn't work in the theater. R in theater is dead.
Not for Sandler.
Well, I'm saying in Netflix, that's why he moved there. You're right. So he can do more
is
adult
it dead
content.
Theater, I guess.
Oh, yeah, because of the international God. Market.
He's made so much. He's made so many movies at Netflix that we're not watching. Like
yeah.
The Ridiculous Six.
Well, also the ones where him and what's her name from Friends go on vacations and call it a movie.
Yeah.
How many of those have we seen already? Like
yeah.
two?
Yeah.
There's at least 3 more, I think, on
There's
Netflix.
There's a whole series of called Murder Mystery.
Yep, with him and Jennifer
Wait,
Aniston, I believe.
Did Sandler go to space in this movie? Did he use this movie?
Oh, is this an actual vacation movie for him and his family?
Yeah.
It's like the Bezos rocket. It's just a big cock from
That
far
would be
away.
A Sandler. Right, he plans to go to space with his family and only he goes?
Yeah.
On accident?
They get left off the rocket.
So it's just him on vacation by himself?
Oh no, me and some hot scientist babe. We trapped up in a space station together.
No, he gets... The AI likes him.
Go forget
oh, okay.
the silly AI.
Silly animal. It's gotta be in there.
Oh, God.
Does an alien count as a silly animal?
Depends on if it's silly or not.
If it's animal-like.
So it can't be like a silly robot pet?
Could be a robot pet.
Okay, it just has
so
to be
kind
silly.
Of a robot.
The
like,
form, right? If it's like human.
Silly
like,
and non-humanoid?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, I think we're ready. Let's put our suits on and take our protein pills and push ignition here on Have You Seen?
I'm a spaceman, got a rocket on my back. Spaceman, oh, I'm raving like a maniac. Spaceman, got a rocket on my back. The universe is down for my rave attack. 3, 2, 1
yeah. Finchi Gagari, dreh die Boxen doch mal auf. Gestern noch im Trockenbau, heute bin ich Kosmonaut. Ja, ja, jeder kann sie sehen, da am Himmel weiße Streifen. Wer braucht von euch noch Beweise? Ja, die Erde ist bescheiden.
My name is Ando, why I'm traveling space? What kind of rocket on my back? You're my big, big, big. What Ando, my religion is rain. When I'm bringing to the other world, so let me hear you say.
I'm a spaceman, got a rocket on my back. Spaceman,
And we're back, having just watched Spaceman.
Oh yeah, we went out in space.
This rounds out the Sandler-verse, Josh.
We got one more.
I'm just saying, like,
this is the Sandler.
Every single grain of pink we see in this in space is a different Sandler movie. Okay.
This is the origin story.
Yeah, yeah, and it splits off into multiverses.
Okay. In space, no one can hear you gobbity.
Goobity, yeah. How would you sum this up?
Adam Sandler talks to a spider for 2 hours.
It's not what I expected. We're going into this.
No, no.
It wasn't really a horror movie.
No, it started horror.
Existential-er, maybe?
No, I'd say sci-fi. Just
sure.
Just sci-fi.
Thriller?
A little bit in the beginning.
A little bit. Like, there was parts of it that were like the existential dread, for sure.
When he's lonely at first, it doesn't... You're right, it didn't play on that long enough.
It doesn't, like,
there was
sit
the
on
scene
anything
with, like,
too
the
long.
Spider in his face and, like,
it's a nightmare, maybe? It might have been the birth of this spider.
But the spider said he came from somewhere else.
Yeah,
he says a lot of things, though. He's a big, giant, talking spider. So I don't know what to believe.
At first I thought he was talking telepathically, but then you pointed out that he had a mouth.
A little human mouth.
He had a human mouth in between his mandibles, and I'm like, oh, God.
Because he's not an actual spider.
He's got, like, tentacles. He's got face tentacles.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the premise of this movie is 4 years ago, a giant pink nebula appeared in the sky above Earth.
Mm-hmm. Everybody got real scared.
Hasn't really done anything as far as we can tell.
So 4 years to go check it out.
So they send Sandler on a solo mission.
He's the only one. Just one guy.
Send him up there.
He'll do it. One
go
guy.
Go collect samples.
Yeah, he's got a big, like, space umbrella. He's gonna drag through this nebula and collect samples. He's kind of going crazy. He's been up there 6 months, completely alone. His wife won't call him back.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing, is that they have cell phones that can talk.
Kind of cell phones. It's more like a big booth that she has to get in. It's wired to his ship.
They ditched that, though.
It's wired to his ship.
Mm-hmm. I think that's,
and I think that's the only place she can talk to him at, too.
But they talk to each other on the phone several times.
Yeah, they changed
that
the
phone
at the end.
That was a different phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying the thing they have is hardwired into these weird Star Trek future.
They called it the same thing, though.
Yeah.
The Chet Connect.
Yeah, this... He's Chechnyan.
Yeah.
In this, it's... it is a period piece, maybe?
I don't think so.
I think it's...
Alternate universe.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Everything's a little retro-futurist. The design of this ship is fantastic.
It does look pretty good.
The set is so well, like, furnished and stocked and aged well. Josh, you said that this, like, made you feel uncomfortable because everything's this 1960s plastic and, like, a beige color.
Well, and, like, I knew we were going to be stuck there for the whole movie, so it's like, you know, how cool are these shots going to be 10 minutes from now and seeing this ship?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what are they going for here?
I think this oppressive feeling that you're stuck there just like him. But that's not what happens. Because as soon as we touch on how, like, scared and lonely he is, a big giant spider appears.
Real quick, like 10 minutes in almost.
Who immediately says,
"Be not afraid."
Yeah, and he shouldn't be. Because the spider's his new best friend.
Yeah.
For the rest of the movie, it's...
His spider helps him work through a lot of his issues.
This is Sandler goes to space therapy.
Mm-hmm.
His character, Jakob. This spider can telepathically probe his memory, because he keeps having flashbacks.
Yes.
And he's like, why? I never think about the past.
Are you doing this to me? What are these? He's like, these are memories. Have you ever had a memory before?
I'm just going to sit here and check out your memories. Like, thanks.
Yeah, you chill. And Sandler's like, no, I don't want you to have access to that. The spider's like, I've been floating around in space for a while. looking at your planet, learning all the languages, watching your commercials. You, Adam
Sandler, are the most interesting person.
Well, he's up in space.
Your loneliness.
He was intrigued by his loneliness.
I think it's more that this spider can survive in the vacuum of space we see. Mm-hmm. But he sees, like, a ship floating towards the same thing he's going towards, and he's like, ooh, I can make a friend. And just, like, hitches a ride. I was hoping more aliens would hitch a ride and be like, yeah, we're here for it too. And Sandler's just like, what the hell? And it's like some intergalactic event going on. When I first saw the trailer for this, I was convinced that it was like a horror movie.
Horror. I thought this was a horror movie.
Me too.
Because I thought that there was like a goo monster.
A goo monster.
That's what the trailer and the first poster kind of looked like a goo monster, like made out of red goo. Like a very bloody movie it looked like. Even Netflix, when we first started this, the picture splash was a big spider. And we were like, oh, there's the horror element.
Yeah.
Not at all. This isn't a horror movie.
No.
No.
They become best friends. He's like, you should try this Earth stuff. It's like Nutella. And he's like, yes, it tastes like the savory larva of my home world. There's a little bit of exposition with a spider. He's from a world that was ravaged by the gloobity morphs.
The gloobities.
And they are like a larval species. Later we find out that they're infected, the spider.
Mm-hmm.
And...
kind of a dick move. Maybe you should say that.
Yeah, maybe don't bring them anywhere near Earth. Yeah. Just saying. But he brings them to, like, the most powerful place in the universe.
The beginning.
The conundrum, or whatever, this big...
Chopra.
Yeah, whatever it's called. Because he says it's the beginning and the end of the universe. It's all time. Does he want to be reborn? Is that why he dies in there?
Maybe.
It's kind of hard to figure out what the spider's motivations are. Mm-hmm. He's a very...
Do you think the spider was real?
Yeah.
In the movie?
Yeah. Mm. Otherwise, what would we do with
him? He was there too long. He got past, like, figment of imagination pretty quick.
Even when Sandler passed out, he didn't just reappear.
Yeah.
He crawled out of his hiding spot.
Yeah.
And that could be just a flavor thing, but I feel like he was real.
I think he was real, too. Mm. Yeah.
I like the design of this room Sandler's hanging out and having snacks, and, like, all the snacks are, like, velcroed to one of the walls, and it's, like, all the walls he can just, like, climb around and rotate. The anti-gravity looked really good in this, the floating. The computer tech's very retro. He talks to them and gets messages on a, like, projector that's over his shoulder, and that kind of makes it feel like the original Aliens, because it was projected to, I think... I don't like that we go to Earth. I don't feel that story's necessary.
There's quite a bit of Earth. We find out that his wife, Lenka, is leaving him.
She's also pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Which I don't think he knew when he left. It's hard to tell. But everyone at Czech Nassau is just like, whoa! You can't do this the day before mission goes critical.
Right.
Like, this is a detriment to our country. Like, she sent him a breakup message, and they're like, we're not forwarding that to him until he's done with the mission. Because he's already losing his mind. He's up there seeing things, talking to himself, trying to call her instead of, like, fixing up the ship. To be fair, he has to requisition, like... approval to fix the toilet on the ship. And they're like, no, the cameras need it first. And he has to do
ad reads?
Yeah, that's a lost plot that I was like, is this, like, communist Czechoslovakia, or is this, like, hyper-capitalized? When he's doing the line read to do the pesticide, I felt like that was a weird cognitive test.
So they can communicate the ship?
Yeah, so they are like, oh, he's in his right mind. Like, a key he has to switch to actually do it. That's how I felt.
Maybe.
Like, if you're an astronaut and they're like, give me the Meow Mix jingle or I can't gas the xenomorph, Justin. And it's just like, like tearing at the door. And it's like, give it to me.
Meow Mix.
Yeah. The jingle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you
meow
know?
Mix meow.
No, so you don't.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh,
meow, meow, meow.
You do know it. I was like, you would die and the xenomorph would get to you. Even the gas that he tries to kill the poison with is branded. There's a lot of branding, like every Sandler movie.
Fake brand. No, no real branding.
I don't know. That's my point. I think it might be high-tech space stuff that we never buy, so we wouldn't know.
Like, why would they advertise that in a movie?
Why not? They're like, here's our time to shine. Sandler has never made a space movie before.
NASA's getting kickbacks from the ad placement.
Yeah. Also, if you've played video games any time in the last maybe 5-10 years, a lot of them feature an arachnophobia mode.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And this is something I was very unfamiliar with until recently.
Do you think this was enough not like a spider with
no.
a wooden... Yeah.
No, not at all. No. That mouth was scarier. And that's what I'm getting at. Sometimes the arachnophobia mode in video games is scarier than just having a spider. Because it's like some weird pointy cartoon thing on roller skates. And you're just like, oh, what the hell? Not only is it weird and out of... It breaks immersion. It's out of place. How long before we can have AI do that for us in movies?
Yeah, right?
And... I'm going to push it. I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to watch Arachnophobia and turn it on. It just turns them into like little kittens running across the floor or some shit.
Little kittens on someone's...
Little kittens, and they still bite.
Yeah.
Meow! Yeah.
I feel like the tone would have been a little different if Adam Sandler was opposite an alien cat.
Like a
imagine a cat, but it just has like face tentacles and
I kind
and
of
its mouth is
humanoid. The same thing, yeah. Like the movie Cats, it's just one of them.
Sure.
With the butthole cat though.
But he's got the same tentacles.
Yeah.
He's got
a human mouth and the face tentacles.
But a cat.
But it's a cat otherwise.
Does it have a collar with like a little bell?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Like, it came with that.
It's a cultural thing.
It's a cultural, part of its tribe.
Yeah.
this felt like a character that was guiding the party in a D&D game.
A little bit,
the spider. He's, like, all-knowing, and you think he's very, like, zen and tentative, but then you mess with him, and he just slams Sandler up against the wall and is like, please don't touch me,
bye.
I can rip you to shreds. Shall I bite you once so you know what it is like? Well, if you got bit by this thing, that's it.
Yeah. Well, that would transfer the larva, right?
I don't even want to think about
he's
that.
He's already got the larva.
Yeah, yeah.
Sandler?
Yeah, he hugged the spider.
He hugged the spider a lot in this movie.
Yeah. Is that kind of sudden romance checkbooks?
Are
in Sandler.
Hold on. We were going back and forth the entire movie. Goofy animal.
Yeah,
yes.
Is the spider a silhouette?
Yes.
Yeah,
I would say so.
This cast is a goofy
He
animal.
Gave him the Nutella at the... Said, hey, I got you, man.
Thank you, human. It tastes like home.
Yeah.
And was that like a double thing? Like he felt at home with Sandler and it reminded him of his planet?
So everybody loves Sandler.
Yeah.
I love Sandler, yeah.
He's rich.
He's rich.
We might have a bingo.
We might have a fucking bingo.
Maybe not product
I never
placement.
Thought that would happen for this movie.
Did we have random celebrity?
Oh, yeah.
The guy from Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah, Raj, yeah.
He's
in this. Okay.
I'm surprised we didn't get another big celebrity to come on the TV and talk to and be like, you're doing great, buddy. But instead it was a little girl they brought up, and she's like, she won the... Citizen
Communist.
And she just asked the most depressing question.
Are you sad in space, Mr. Spaceman? Does it make you want to die in open airlock and freeze to death? Because you are up there alone with no friends or family and wife left you? And he's like, what? Do you know my wife? Do you know my wife? Sorry, that's all the time we have. Oh yeah, she also pregnant. Wait, I thought you said that's all the time we had.
I still think Sandler knew she was pregnant.
I don't. I think the spider told him.
She might have, because like the spider wouldn't have known. Because the spider
doesn't
even know
what's in
Sandler's memories.
He's been watching Earth.
But then why didn't he know what was in Sandler's mind?
Because you can't, like that was in the past. He hasn't been there
also,
the whole time.
He did show Sandler a vision of it, and Sandler's like, I wasn't here for this. He's like, but your thoughts were there.
Yeah, you thought about it, so.
Oh, during the miscarriage?
Yeah. He's a bad husband.
Yeah.
Sandler.
Yeah, he's bad.
They met under cute circumstances at a party. He was dressed as a spaceman, and she was dressed as Fiona from Shrek 2.
I don't know.
She's in a grave. She's in a green dress with a red wig and a crown. She takes him to, like, a weird Soviet bunker, And is like, this is my special place for Kiss. And he's like, yes, Kiss good.
I'm okay with Kiss because it benefits me, and that's the crux of the movie.
Yeah. The spider's like, did you ever ask her about her feelings? Did you ask her how her day
did
went?
Did you ever ask if she did you ever,
just like
space?
You never ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you asked my name. Fair, I don't have one. He's like, I'm gonna name you after a Middle Eastern boy who devised a clock and then got his eyes burned out by either his dad or his king or his king dad. I don't know. Which flashes king back dad. To his childhood.
Where he almost drowned.
I think there was more to it than that. This dad, there's like something else going on with him. This comes from a book. I'm just saying, I got it. I bet it got way darker.
Sure.
He grew up supposed to be a pig farmer in Czechoslovakia.
Somehow becomes a spaceman.
A cosmonaut.
They don't really talk about that. He just is.
Yeah. You have to be like a super math nerd athlete. Like a multi-class.
It's a very specific multi-class.
Yeah.
To become an astronaut.
It's a math nerd athlete.
Yeah.
It's like somebody who can do long division while jumping those hurdles on the track team. I don't really buy him for that role.
No.
I buy him as a schlubby loser who gets dumped.
Sure.
And is depressed in space. But I don't know how he got there. Yeah. He's like giving his memories to this spider.
He like slowly warms up to the spider. At first he's terrified.
Oh, it's a big fucking spider.
As you would be. And then he like slowly starts warming up to him. He's like, okay, I think it's not gonna eat me.
Yeah. That's the biggest hurdle in meeting a giant spider, right? You're like, well, is it gonna eat me, wrap me in webs, implant its larva in me? This thing already has larva in it, so we don't have to worry about that. He's just like, here's some of my memories. And I imagine that's a big part of the book. Like, every other chapter or something, it cuts back and it's like, here's why he was a shit son. Here's why he was a shit husband.
But he was a good spaceman.
He was a good spaceman. Boy, I told you to kill this pig a half hour ago. It's just been dangling here upside down. But Daddy, I want to fly. I don't know how he moved from pig farmer to spaceman. I guess he pulled himself up by his Velcro cosmonaut bootstraps.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, though. He and his wife are always making these, like, commitments and promises. And the spider's like, why would you do that if you cannot honor them? He's like, it's kind of a human thing. Trust me. She's like, I'll go where you go if you go where I go. And he's like, I'm going to space, baby. You can't follow because you're not a math nerd. And she's like, all right, I guess that's cool.
Yeah.
But then he's like, oh, they picked me for the super special nebula program.
I'm going to be gone for a year.
If that, because I'm going to a nebula and I'm going inside of it and I might not come back because it's a nebula. they want to get rid of me, it kind of seems like, but it's an honor. She's like, you fool! You damn fool! I don't think she tells him about the pregnancy. For that reason. He's got a big-ass ship, too.
He does.
It's very big for
it is a very
person.
Big ship.
Part of it folds out to become this, like, solar sail. But I was like, maybe it's full of scientific equipment and experiments.
Maybe.
Like, one ring's... wing is full of, like, animals, and one wing is full of plants. No, we never see any of that.
Nothing.
But he's not going to it and doing anything in the big parts either. Maybe it's all fuel.
Could be.
Maybe it just takes...
supplies and fuel.
Yeah,
it's
like...
all pesticides.
And like you said, like, those Capri Suns that he's always drinking, the big space ones.
I think those are coffees.
Some... they're just all the beverages.
Yeah.
He's also doing something... that I'm going to propose as a drug. It comes in the little vials.
The little droplets definitely was doing
space
some
drugs.
Kind of drug. Yeah.
It has
Why
to
they
be.
Would give that to an astronaut, I don't know.
Maybe to stay sane. Maybe it's like NASA approved or whatever. Like, trust me.
Yeah.
The military has approved drugs
has
they
to,
give their people.
He has to run for 2 hours a day so his bones don't decay.
We know that to be a true thing from, like, astronaut. Yeah, your bones... not decay, but they like get less strong. You
sure.
basically get osteoporosis because there's no gravity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On Earth, you're constantly impacting and walking in space. You're just like a baby floating, so you get weaker. The spider doesn't get this. He's abnormally strong because he's a space animal. He can breathe and move around in space with no problem whatsoever. He does respect that Sandler does need to breathe. Mm-hmm. He knows that about us. It's not one of those fish out of waters where he's like, I open the airlock, human, come for a walk with me. And Sandler wakes up like, ah! With his eyes popping out of his head like Total Recall. Remember that one, Josh?
A little bit.
We should rewatch it sometime for the podcast.
Could.
Because we did it originally in our old format.
We did.
So we have to redo it someday for an actual
is that how
episode.
It works?
Yeah.
We've already established this. We've done it with
That's
one
gonna
of
be
the
a
world movies.
Did we?
I'm pretty sure we did.
I don't think we've ever redone a movie. As far as
I
thought we did.
Josh would know better than I.
I feel like I would remember that.
Yeah. We've proposed this. Like,
maybe we can do that as a list.
The golden oldies list.
We do old lists.
Yeah. That were in the old format. You know one that was in that we kind of lost? Jingle All the Way.
Mm. Oh, no.
Yeah, that was one. We tried to do this as like a riffing MST3K that kind of thing. Realized that is not work. Even that show, they watch and come up with jokes beforehand and like have bits and everything
sure.
rehearsed.
I thought we just wanted to eat during the movie.
Yeah, that too.
Now we eat during the movie, and it's a lot better for everyone. It used to be that we make jokes and eat during the recording, and that didn't work for anyone. Just like chomping and laughing.
It
and
might
joking.
Have worked for someone.
Not the kind of crowd I want. A mukbang audience. He makes friends with a spider, and that lasts. Like, eventually he's like, never leave me again, because this spider looks into his mind and he's like, it's entirely your fault that she's leaving you.
Yeah. You're kind of a dick, man. Bye.
He's like, what? She's leaving me?
She's like, I see that you're... Oh, what was the line? He's like, I see that your loneliness is self-inflicted.
Yeah.
And then he's like, your interest, my interest in you has expired.
Oh, man. He's like, you're just going to hurt me too, aren't you? Sudden romance.
Almost sudden romance.
Yeah.
He does hug the spider.
There's a pig floating around at one point.
I think that was a dream.
I know.
Yeah, but that animal
at this point in the movie, I thought this was going to be, have you ever seen Solaris?
No.
Okay, it's I think it's a Ukrainian or Yugoslavian film that maybe I don't want to. Yeah, I don't know.
Save it for the list. Yeah.
But they remade it in English.
Okay.
And who's the guy who got started on ER and then became an actual actor? George Clooney.
George
He's
Clooney.
In it, and it's terrible.
Okay.
But this movie, for a second, I was like, is this big pink thing out there? This is a common theme in sci-fi. Is it making his thoughts manifest and become real? Because he's dreaming of pigs, and what if he wakes up and there's, like, pigs bouncing around in this spaceship? I was like, oh, then we find out he has a fear of spiders, and that's why his space therapist is a spider. It could have gone a little deeper. It didn't.
No.
He calls the spider. He realizes he's remembering something. And he's like, wait, I never do this on my own. Spider must be here. And it crawls out of this teacup in his memory. Kind of a creepy scene. It's comforting to him. But I'm like, is this spider just fucking with him? Like, total in control at this point?
At first, I thought it was like, is this implying that he saw the spider when he was a kid?
He's always known it,
yeah.
but he forgets it or something. Like, you
have
to
he was
come to
about
space.
It took me a minute to realize it was just, like, communicating to him through his dream.
Yeah.
But at first, I was like, wait, is this some kind of reveal that... That
He's
always known
that
the spider.
That would have been fine. Kind of like a interstellar kind of thing where time wraps around on itself. That wasn't the case.
Helped him cheat on the math test to become an astronaut.
It's 4. It's that simple. Well, you got a perfect score on your astronaut test, but you misspelled your name. Damn it, Jakob. There's only so much I can help you with. That would have been great if he had been, like, coaching him and grooming him to get into space to get him towards this, like, anomaly. It's nothing that highbrow. It's nothing that psychological, like you were worried about, Josh. I was really hoping for that. Like, I love psychological thrillers, especially horror, especially in space.
I really thought this was going to be a horror movie. Mm.
It wasn't, by any means.
It wasn't bad.
No, but it turned into one of those movies I've been seeing more and more often that's, like, based on a foreign book and has this really kind of high-concept sci-fi at the beginning and then turns into heartfelt movie.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one by Stephen King recently that Flanagan directed? The Life of Chuck?
Oh, yeah. The Life of Chuck.
I loved the beginning of that. Yeah. It was really spooky with the town and sure. all the lights. And
that and the dance scene.
The dance scene's fine.
Yeah.
Different movie. But after that, a completely different tone. And I was like, oh, here we are again. Heartfelt ending. And it doesn't even have to be like, I don't hate the heartfelt stuff, but when it goes from like high concept horror sci-fi and then the last half of the movie or more is like, let's talk about your feelings, Jakob. Why do you think your father left you?
That's how I felt with From Dusk Till Dawn.
What?
That's the... Was
it, I know, I want him to break this down really quick.
Wait, no, was, that was the movie. The one I always talk, where there's that dramatic tone shift.
Oh, that's fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because it went from, like, crime thriller to horror
those
comedy.
Close enough.
I feel, right? Am I wrong? I feel like that was jarring so. Enough, but it was still fun.
It was... yeah. I think I agree with Austin.
Okay.
Speaking of George Clooney, though, he was in that.
He was.
Sure.
George Clooney, tell me about your parents before we eat you in this vampire bar. Why are you and your brother so unhappy? The Gecko Brothers. He's sucking on my toes. Can you ask him to stop?
That's just what he does.
Oh, man. What a comparison. I know what you're saying because of the tone shift. But I like that tone shift. This one, for me, kills the mood. Because it's setting it up for some, like, high escapades.
Like, you like highbrow fantasy sci-fi right. But you're not that into, like...
No, if I know it's a heartfelt movie, sure. I'm down. But I think it kills the mood if that's your second half. It doesn't escalate it in any way. Have that be the beginning.
Are they getting back together at the end of this?
Him and the spider? Yeah.
Well,
no. If that's the beginning of your movie, the high concept feely stuff, and then it devolves into a sci-fi horror, I'm also there for it.
Sure.
I just think this is a weird tone shift. Yes, they are getting back together at the end of the movie.
I can tell you what happened in the book, which is very different. The ending. For Spaceman of Bohemia from 2017.
Oh, so very recent book.
Yeah, very recent.
All right, tell us the differences.
So the same happens where he's about to fall. Nebula and gets
is there
rescued.
A big spider in the book?
Yes, okay. That's the whole
thank
point.
Thank God. Yes,
exactly. The main plot line is the same.
If this was like Better Man, where in the book he's just talking to himself, like looking out the window, and for some reason they add a spider for the movie... I would boycott Netflix even more than I already do.
No, the rest of the plot looks very similar to what we saw.
Okay, what are the differences?
The end is he gets rescued by a Russian team, not South Korea.
Because
that makes sense. And they're from, like, a secret government organization that's going to arrest him, get back.
Okay.
And he
why?
Meets, they don't say.
Oh.
In the synopsis.
Sure.
But when he's going back, he meets on the ship that claims to have met Kanush.
Okay.
And they, in an attempt to escape, cause the ship to crash back on Earth. And Adam Sandler is the only character that lives.
Okay.
And the government pronounces him dead. He just goes back to live in his hometown because he thinks it's better that his wife thinks he's dead.
What?
Yeah.
What?
This is a weird book. Netflix... bought the rights for some reason. What else have they written? Anything big that we should know?
Author? Let's see. I mean, if you haven't heard of this one, it's probably the biggest one he's written, I imagine.
Oh, I would imagine.
37 years. Why is this Wikipedia in not English.
Okay, so Netflix Chechnya, or Czechoslovakia, bought the rights to this book as a movie. And then we're like, well, we own Sandler's soul.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll give him a shot as a serious spaceman talking to a big spider in a movie.
Or they just, like, looking like, who do we have available on the Netflix actor schedule?
What did you think of this spider?
Really well animated for the fact that it was CGI. Really fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Because it was so... It was Paul Dano!
It was.
So, of course it's gonna sound creepy as hell, but also had a human mouth.
I hated the human mouth.
Like, just imagine it slowly biting your shoulder as it pins you down with its human mouth.
With its human mouth.
Just till it draws blood, and then it pulls away, and it's like, see what I can do.
He's written one other book.
What is it?
A Brief History of Living Forever... 2023.
Oh, I bet that comes to he's probably like a Netflix son, like a prince of Netflix or something. Like his dad's an exec high up. I don't know. This was weird. I am glad they're making original things.
Sure.
What'd you think of the spider?
It took me a while, but it grew on me.
Yeah.
Whenever I first saw it, I was like, oh god, no.
Because it has tentacles.
It has tentacles, and it has a weird human mouth.
Nut-tentacles, I'll call them.
The first time we saw it, I thought it was wearing a hat.
Okay.
Just because of something in the background, I guess.
Oh, he's kind of in the dark a lot.
Yeah. I liked when it was in the dark. I didn't like when it was very brightly lit.
Because you could see the mouth.
I could see everything, and I don't want to. Like, even the eyes are pretty creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And the dead drawl voice, the deadpan. Like, it doesn't have a sense of humor. It doesn't get, like, satire or any sort of, like, human thing. I don't, like,
no.
Conversation skill, even though it knows English almost perfectly.
They had a scene where, like, it was sleeping, like, listen, the sound of the toilet, and Adam Sandler decides to wake him up.
Like the broken toilet?
Like, maybe don't try to wake up the horrible spider that you don't know what it's gonna do.
That was a very scary moment.
Yeah.
Let me wait. Wait, poke this monster who's sleeping on a rumbling toilet.
He does it to him later, too.
He does, But I'd be more... I'd be less afraid of waking up Adam Sandler.
Than a giant spider?
Still scary, though. Like, out of all the people, if you told me it's your job to wake up Adam Sandler, I'd be like, oh, I'm kind of scared.
I bet he's not a morning person.
If it's porno day... He's in a great mood.
If you run into Adam Sandler in the street, is that the question you gotta ask him?
Is it porno day?
Is it porno day?
Other one, the first one.
Do you remember what movie that's from, what I'm quoting?
No, I try not to.
It's Billy Madison.
It's like the third one we did where he's an adult living in the mansion, but he's like a man-child, which is every billionaire nowadays. Mm-hmm. Just iconic Billy Madison living their best life. It's porno day, because you still got porno in magazines back then.
Right.
It wasn't even on the internet.
Nope.
So we've come a long way from movies like Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore.
To Spaceman.
But just like this movie, the end is sometimes the beginning. Because Justin has one more movie on his list.
I do.
And Happy Gilmore 2.
Dose.
Also Netflix.
Another, yeah, we're breaking the rules.
Another one I haven't seen yet.
Sequel to previous.
Now this one, movie. Do you think, like, not Spaceman, but Happy Gilmore 2. I watched Happy Gilmore a ton when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because I had it on VHS.
Sure, I watched it a lot growing up too.
I wonder if it'll get us and we'll like, be like, oh, we have nothing to watch, let's put on Happy Gilmore 2 again.
I doubt it.
I'm terrified that it's just be like the same jokes, but now it's 2025.
Sure.
Like, they're gonna have a scene. He, like, fights the guy who hosts Price is Right now.
Drew Carey.
Oh, Drew Carey.
Which we know has been in a Sandler movie. There has been crossover. Yeah. I think we've established this. But tonight's movie, though it's not what we expected at all, would you recommend it, Josh?
No. It's too weird. Sandler does a good job.
Yes.
It's another good series role. I think he's fine, but, like, the plot of the movie is too weird. heard, like, they don't spend time with the relationship with him and his wife, so, like, that whole plot just fell flat for me.
Didn't need it, really,
like,
yeah.
Like, well, that's, but that's the whole movie.
It is,
it's, yeah, like, him coming to the realization that he's a jerk, but we don't really see, like, when they're together.
There's a scene where they're talking a bunch of in stuff. The kitchen. We see a lot of it in Memories.
Sure.
But there's a scene in a memory where they're talking in the kitchen, and she's like, "You never listen to me," and he's like, "Yeah, whatever, babe." And then, like, it's a total Adam Sandler movie that he's watching in his head. I just kept imagining the spider goes into his mind and plucks out all these other movies we've watched. Yeah, so that's a no from you?
Yeah, that's a no from me.
It's a no from Josh.
Nope. What about you, Justin?
It was okay, but I don't know that I'd recommend it.
Yeah.
There's so many movies and stuff out there to watch nowadays. I don't know that I'd recommend giving your time to this.
Yeah. It had its good parts.
It had its good parts, for sure.
The set was beautiful.
Like, I didn't hate watching this.
It was shot really, really well.
It didn't feel long. It didn't be almost 2 hours.
For some reason, the CGI was above average for the spider.
But $40 million budget.
Overall.
That's nothing.
Overall, I'd say no.
You can't tell what they made, because they're on Netflix, sadly. If this had been a short story, I think I would recommend it. Like, maybe a Black Mirror episode or something. But as it is, it's, like you said, too weird. Which isn't a thing I normally say about space movies.
Yeah.
And it has that tone shift that just kind of knocks me right out of the movie. It's like, I sat down ready for blood and gore. We just saw Iron Lung, which has a planet made of blood.
It's a blood moon.
Yeah. This one, I was like, oh, we're going to have some fun. Sandler's going to be going full Sandler with a crowbar in space against some alien or something.
Not that at all.
Not that at all.
Might have been a better movie.
Yeah. Maybe we can still have that someday. The accent didn't bother me. I'm just going to say it.
No.
His Czech accent?
No.
It's fine.
He doesn't talk enough for it to bother me. Totally unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
I loved the retro-futurist vibe of this movie. If it had just been a sci-fi movie where he thinks he's seeing things getting closer to a nebula for some reason.
Yeah, if it was just him befriending a spider for 2 hours, like, sure.
We
don't need all the memory stuff. I just want to, like, wait, is the spider... Y'all are always talking to him more.
I half expected him to get out in the nebula and the spider to be, like, he's holding hands going through this nebula with a spider. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, and, yeah, they do that.
Like, what the fuck is happening? And he's just like, I'll miss you, Mr. Spider. I'll miss you, Mr. Sandler.
Here, I got you this Nutella before you die.
Yeah, yeah.
And I brought it with me. My spacewalk.
It's totally fine in space to eat, too.
Devoured by the magnets.
Yeah.
The maggots, not the magnets.
But you'll be fine. Because it doesn't matter that you came into this cloud. It's just really pretty, and you are like, I wish I hadn't been a complete asshole to my wife. Like, that's... You needed to go to an anomaly to see that?
Some people do.
No, you needed to go
the
to
things
space
men will do besides go to therapy, Austin.
Oh, you're so right. I want to see the other side of Jupiter. Yeah,
is
we're
this
having
movie
a
just
baby.
About therapy?
I kind of think it is.
Because they really... Right, the spider is basically his therapist.
Yes. Yeah. It'd be very useful if your therapist could just, like, pluck memories out of your mind.
Oh, yeah, because you couldn't, like, lie to them. they'd have actually an idea of what was going on. Oof. Yeah, we should all get a big telekinetic spider therapist from space, is the message of this movie. Yeah. And this podcast. We're now sponsored by giant telekinetic spiders from space.
Mm-hmm.
BetterHelp. Oh man, I wouldn't recommend this either. It took way too. It was like 8 different directions going at once.
Like a spider.
I'm way more excited to see Happy Gilmore 2.
Sure.
It's something I grew up with. I want to see not how it holds up, obviously, but how.
What they do with modern Happy Gilmore.
Because this is Sandler. He did everything, probably. Like, wrote, directed.
What did we think of Grown Ups 2 again? We didn't like it. His only sequel movie until
this one, yeah. As a sequel, though, did it hold up, Grown Ups 2? Because it's exactly like the first one.
Right.
I did not.
Like, that's what makes me worry.
I didn't like
this.
Either of them. That's what. But I'm saying, did it hold up compared to the first one?
They're both bad.
I mean, when we watched Happy Gilmore, I don't remember if we recommended it or not.
Probably not. I'm guessing Josh didn't.
I can tell you right now.
I'm gonna scrub back through the episodes, and if you did, my head's gonna explode.
Have I recommended most, like...
Any?
If I've recommended none, how high up is Spaceman on my list?
Yeah, that's what
it's gonna
be.
Where is it? There.
Where is this on your list? Do you like this or Uncut Gems more?
Oh, me and Uncut Gems.
I know they're probably your two favorite.
They're definitely up there, yeah.
I'm all for Uncut Gems.
What happened in Uncut Gems?
he owed everybody money. He was addicted to gambling.
Oh, that one.
He forced the mobsters to watch the ball game with him in the Lucite cage.
I think that Uncut Gems is probably a better movie, but I think this one was more interesting.
You're just saying that because you just
I don't
saw
know.
It.
Maybe it's
you don't even remember.
It.
Yeah,
I remember the jewelry store and the oh no, they locked us in the room.
I've got a piece of magical jade, or whatever the rock he ordered was. I'm a basketball player. Now this is my magical stone.
Like, do more serious roles, Sandler. You got a bright future ahead of you.
But not this kind of serious.
No, this is fine. Just ditch one of the plot lines.
We did say while we were watching this, you were like, are all of his Netflix movies weird art house bullshit?
yeah.
And I was like, if
is that
they
the
are,
other side of the coin?
I'll change my opinion and watch them.
They're not.
They're all not. Jennifer Aniston
they're
vacation
just
movies.
Netflix Sandler movies.
Yeah, they're pretty much what you think.
Okay.
Check out our other series.
Check out.
Amazeballs, where we're doing our sitcom list right now. It's really fun.
Most of the time.
Well, what didn't you like? Friends?
Friends is okay. I didn't like that 70s show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay, I forgot about that. Yeah. All right. Well, they were all fun to revisit and talk about and watch a couple
of
episodes.
It was interesting.
Definitely. Check out the series we're doing on Dexter now with Carlos. And check out What About Wrestling, where our only fan Nick and Justin... talk about wrestling events. We want to do a crossover coming up pretty soon. We have several in the bag already. Check those out. Justin, do we have anything in the mailbag for Josh to read? Because he will read your letters if you write to us at fapcheck@gmail.com. That is fapcheck@gmail.com.
Do we get emails this far out in space, though?
Unfortunately, no, we don't.
Oh, we're waiting for a signal. We're on the other side of Jupiter. It's intercepting the messages. Why would he fly into the big pink thing? Because he's pretty dangerous.
It was his job.
It's like, it seems like a suicide mission.
It does
though.
Seem like a suicide mission. I agree. We did not want Sandler to come back.
I thought there was going to be a goofy little gooey alien.
I thought we were going to time travel.
At the end?
I thought we were going to
100%.
Time travel too, yeah.
100%. That spider kept being like, it's the beginning. And I was like...
I have to do over my relationship.
Maybe it's the kind of time travel you get in these movies where you can time travel, but only within your own lifespan.
Charlie.
And so he just goes back to when he first met her or something. And he's like, I'm going to treat you right this
time.
No,
I was still a dick.
Yeah. I got to go back to space and do it again. That's the sequel, Spaceman 2.
It's the same future, but now he knows Finoosh. He remembers all that.
Let me tell you. About my big space friend spider. What?
You know what I'm glad the movie didn't is he didn't start talking to Mission Control about it.
Yeah.
He never mentions it.
He never mentions Finoosh.
You know, if that's what you're seeing, you're probably gonna keep it to yourself. Every night Josh goes home from the podcast and Finoosh is on the wall and it's just like, how was it, Josh? Did you like the movie?
No.
Show me your memories of it. And you have to, like, show and relive the movie to the spider every
That's
night.
That's horrible.
That's why he doesn't remember any of them.
Yeah.
The spider's eating them.
It's like a dream catcher, but it's a horrible spider.
There's some movies I'd be okay if Finoosh ate. repeat that one about
why do you watch these Sandler movies? I don't understand.
Is the pain useful to you?
They're not very nutritious for me. God, yesterday? You. Keep that one. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin. Hey guys, have you seen